It's The Brush back on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch. I'm David Jenkins, joined with Kyle Hirschelman. And we're here today to talk some fun lists again. We're not going to have a draft this time. We've had a draft the past two times, but today we're just going to have an open discussion. And again, as always, we'll open it up to all of you listeners out there for those who may be wanting to participate. We need topics. And if you would love for us to talk about something, let us know. We have a Twitter feed. It's Brushback WSMI. We have a Facebook page. Just follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Let us know. Text Kyle if you know his number. Text me if you know my number.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah. Holler at your boy when you see him in the street. R.I.P. Stu Scott. Good stuff. Yeah.
Rest in power.
But contact us if you have anything you think we should talk about. We would love to talk about it. Of course, the high school sports season will be starting soon, as August is less than a week from tomorrow. Yeah. August begins, so the sports season will be here soon. And
practice starts a couple weeks after that. You know, we'll have golf. I believe Hillsboro plays on August 10th in a tournament. So before you know it, we'll all be there.
Yeah, boys soccer will be starting, and cross country will be starting, and then football might be one of the last ones to
be
starting.
Yeah, possibly so.
Yeah, volleyball will be starting for the girls. So.
Yeah, volleyball is usually a little bit later, too. So a lot of exciting stuff there. So
absolutely. Well, today we are going to be talking about our favorite sports moments and sports things that have happened.
Yeah, and I would just say, you know, it's some of the things that we've been following this summer. You know, not necessarily most of the things I've been following have not necessarily been on the national level, but more of a local level, you know. And like I said, just kind of an update on some of the more interesting things that have been going on in and around the area. So.
Since school got out is kind of what the cutoff was.
Sure.
Yeah. Middle of May to now.
Yeah.
So. Sounds good. So one of the things we all know, of course, he's not going to be playing in this area so much anymore, but we've been able to follow him the past couple of years, is a guard out of Hillsboro High School, Donovan Moore.
Yes, yeah.
He's received quite the attention from colleges.
Donovan has been playing AAU ball with Peoria Irish. For those of you in the Hillsboro area, that's the same team that Dylan Miller played with whenever he was going through high school. So Donovan has had a lot of success, been noticed in quite a few tournaments, has offers from Oakland, Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, which is more commonly referred to as UE Pooey.
Detroit, the Jaguars.
Exactly. Detroit, Illinois, Chicago, Toledo, Tennessee State, North Dakota, and most recently Bradley, which is a huge get for him. Talented Missouri Valley Conference team. You know, he's also got, you know, I've seen from his AAU coach, interest from Wisconsin, Green Bay, and Evansville, Central Michigan, Wright State, Loyola, Miami of Ohio, Elon, Drake, Northern Iowa, Michigan, which that's a big one.
Michigan.
And Western Illinois. So,
well, he's only entering his junior year, and remember, he only does have 1 year of high school basketball under his belt because he missed pretty much his entire sophomore year. So chances are, as long as he stays healthy, those offers are going to continue to come and that list will continue to grow.
Yeah, and really, I think if nothing else, it shows the importance of AAU ball whenever it comes to high school basketball players who want to play at the next level. You know, I love high school sports. I love it purely for the passion, you know, the thing, you know, the leadership on the court, you know, some of the things that it teaches kids on and off the court.
Right.
But I think in order, if you really want to play basketball in college, I think the AAU or travel team route is your best bet. And I think Donovan exemplifies that. After not playing his sophomore year, he comes out and gets, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 scholarships.
Yeah.
It's not even August yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it says a lot about the Hillsborough boys basketball program, what with he and Dylan Miller both under Joe Vanzo getting recognized by some pretty, you know, well-known Division I schools. I mean, North Dakota State isn't a major program, but over the past, like, 5-6 years, it's been on the national scene.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Donovan only being heading into his junior year, he's getting noticed by some pretty prominent schools as well.
And I really think that's the AAU. That's no offense to Joe. I think Joe does an excellent job with the program. And
well, then maybe it goes further beyond just high school, then just to junior high as well, the development to get these kids into.
Sure. And I think that's good. You know, I think that's the thing with junior high and high school. I think it really builds up their fundamentals and allows them to excel at the sport. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a decent chance, you know, maybe these guys would still get that without the travel ball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the types of, you know, they're going to tournaments where, you know, there's a lot of teams there. They're getting seen by a lot of coaches at one time because they're over the summer. You know, the basketball season for high school is roughly the same time as the basketball season for college.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know, they don't have, these guys don't have the resources to, you can't go see everybody that you want to see during the high school basketball season. That's where AAU comes into. And there's a lot of bad things about AAU. I really, from my experiences with the Peoria Irish program, they have done a very good job. I know Abby Brockmeyer played, I want to say, for Blue Star Elite. She had a good experience too, and that's helped her go on to Southern Illinois Carbondale. And, you know, but the ability to play in these tournaments where there's massive amounts of coaches and they're looking not only at you, but at other, it allows them to look at multiple players at one time rather than, you know, spending their time during the season going to visit these players, especially in Donovan's case where he didn't play his sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
you know, but. And you know, you still see college coaches come to high school games.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of that is trying to nail them down even further. They've already offered. I truly believe, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to diminish the high school sports scene. I just don't know that it's as big a factor in college as summer ball is.
It may not be. You might be right.
You know, I mean,
it's also kind of killed. This has been a topic of conversation on the national scene. It's kind of killed rivalries in professional basketball, AAU. You know, because you see all the super teams forming because of the
sure.
friendships and the alliances and everything. It's really killed, you know, disdain for other teams and other players because. And I know you're playing with a lot of your friends, but on the professional level, you want to see some of that animosity and rivalries.
Nah, I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm okay. good. All you right. know, I'd rather go out and see the best players. And to be honest with you, I haven't watched NBA since I can't even say when yeah. Shaquille O'Neal was probably still with the Magic.
Wow, that's so wild.
Yeah, I've never really.
That's 20 years, Kyle.
I've never really enjoyed the NBA. I like college basketball.
It is better. The college basketball is better.
And, you know, and it's you know, if you like the NBA, I think that's great. It's the obviously it's the best players. You know, it's the best of the best, just like everything else. You know, the same as with baseball, football. All those, you know, I like college sports are a little bit better, you know.
Well,
but
there's defense and coaching in college basketball, but sure. two aspects that are lacking in the professional game.
Yeah, and I like I said again, you know, I'm not gonna bag on anybody that likes anything because I like soccer, and I have to listen to people tell me how stupid soccer is, and that's cool. You know, if you don't like soccer, you know, more power to you, but. But don't tell me how awful it is.
Yeah.
You know, just keep that to yourself.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
They are. I just don't need to hear it.
This is true.
So.
This is true. Well, you want to move on to the next
sure.
next thing?
You know, I mean, and another kid that's playing AAU ball, and there's several on the Hillsborough girls team. Sammy Matush got a really unique opportunity this year. She was able to try out for the U16 national team in Colorado. That happened late in May. She made it through the first round of cuts, got cut the second round. But, I mean, you're looking at, they brought in, I think, 130 kids, and, you know, only took, like, 12. Wow. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great players that are going to get cut. But, you know, Sammy's another kid that's put in the work, you know, went over 1,000 points last year. But
in her sophomore year.
In her sophomore year. So, you know, she's going to be a fun player to watch. So,
and she's probably, you would know better off the top of your head than I would. She's probably going to break the Hillsboro record this year because she's close enough, I would assume.
Yeah, it's
provided she stays healthy.
It's possible. It just depends on
where's she at now in points.
I want to say she's third. I didn't.
But do you know roughly how many points
she's
got?
No, not off the top of my head. You know, not off the top of my head.
Because the school record's less than 2,000. I know that much.
It is. I think it's like 1,800 or so.
Hope Schulte, I think, holds the record.
Yeah. And Sammy passed Shelby Gray for third. I believe it's Hope Schulte and Maria Pretner are one and two. I'd have to look at my list to know for certain.
I think Hope is the only one from Hillsboro in the count in the top 10 in the county for girls, I think.
That's possible.
For Hillsboro.
Yeah, yeah, that's possible. Like I said, she's around 1,800.
Yeah.
You know, the top three are in. Maybe not in top 10. I don't know. It's possible, though. Top three are Abby or Venetia Waterman, Abby Brockmeyer, and Molly McDowell.
Right.
So
a lot of Nokomis / Lincolnwood girls on that list.
Yeah. two thirds, you know. Yeah. So, and then two thirds are from Lincolnwood. So, you know, but, you know, there's been a lot of good basketball players throughout throughout the area, you know, state, you know, Hillsboro's got that state championship.
Sure.
That's something that Litchfield hasn't been able to get yet. Whether they do at some point, you never know. But they've had some good squads too. So,
right. Well, I mean, and you talk about state championships, we are one of the counties where every school, in at least some form of competition, every school in the county has a state championship. With Nokomis has
two in girls basketball.
Right, Hillsboro's got girls basketball. I'm talking all sports, by the way, or competitions.
Or competitions.
Yeah, and well, because Litchfield got Scholastic Bowl.
Or competitions.
That was the thing. Litchfield got Scholastic Bowl.
IHSA activities. I guess you're going with.
Right. Right. Yeah. I didn't say sports. I said sports and competitions.
Yeah.
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 That's why. Hey.
I think Scholastic Bowl is a great achievement, and
it means every school in the county has a state championship.
They have an IHSA state championship.
Yes.
Yep.
Which you can't say that a lot about all counties in the state.
No, not absolutely. So
Montgomery County is well represented. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah.
I will get off that.
Yeah. Or I'll pick up these straws after you're done grasping at them.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I do want to bring up something since we still are on basketball. This happened right around the time school got out, and it's not necessarily our immediate area, but Mark Smith committing to Illinois was another big one that happened around the time school was getting out. And it was huge for Illini fans. I know there are a lot of them in the area because, you know, where's the program going? What's the big recruit Brad Underwood is going to land? Because we're at the time where, you know, Tillman had decommitted and Javon Pickett had decommitted / been forced to decommit. So there was kind of that going on. And then there was a question about whether Mark Smith's going to Michigan State or is he going to Kentucky? Duke is calling, you know, where is he going? And sure enough, he commits to Illinois. And
Tom Izzo's eating at the Staunton Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
I think that's where he was at.
It was somewhere, Dairy Queen somewhere. So
Bill Murray ate at the Staunton Dairy. That Staunton Dairy Queen gets more people. Yeah, I tell you what,
it's right off the interstate.
No, I think that's a good get for them, and Brad Underwood, I think, is on the right track as far as recruiting goes. Hey, you know, if he can get people to put it together, that'll be interesting.
He may have a rocky first year just because
even first couple, you know, because you're playing with other guys' players. So.
Right.
You know, yeah, you really have to give them several years, you know, kind of the way you did with Gross and Weber and all those guys too. But yeah, Mark Smith's a good get, you know. How his game will translate to the college game will be interesting.
He's really a one-year wonder with the high school basketball.
Losing Tillman hurts in a way, but, you know, he was arrested not too long ago. So hopefully he gets his act together. And, you know, my wife's a Missouri grad. So
from what I understand, his mom really wanted him to go to U of I. His dad liked Konzo Martin.
Yeah.
So they were kind of torn. And he chose Mizzou. He's got that right.
My parents wanted me to go as far away as possible and not come back. So,
well, would that be about equal distance both ways? Como to East St. Louis and then Champaign to East St. Louis?
Yeah, I would say
Como,
so.
Como would be probably a little bit closer. Columbia.
Are you going to say Como again?
It's an easy Columbia, Missouri?
Yeah, Columbia is
means how in Spanish. Or what?
Or what?
Depends on how you use it.
I believe in the what.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're probably about the same for East St. Louis.
I'm sorry, Columbia, Missouri to East St. Louis.
I will be visiting lovely Columbia, Missouri, in the couple weeks. So.
I've never visited. I've driven through plenty of times.
Yeah, it's a lovely town.
I'm sure it is.
I think I saw Blaine Gabbert play there. So, yeah.
As Captain Jack Sparrow once said, I like to wave it as I pass by.
You know, I'm all about peace and joy, you know. So I don't hold any animosity toward Missouri right now. Okay. You know, not about rivalries.
My disdain for Mizzou was long before the Tillman stuff, so it really has nothing to do with the Tillman stuff. So
sure, and I understand that. You know, I mean, there.
I'll leave it at that.
I still know plenty of Missouri jokes, but like, did you
like
know
their football program?
Did you know their tooth? as Illinois fans, really?
I'm not an Illinois football fan. I'm an Ohio State fan. Remember?
That's not real.
That is real.
That's picking a team at random.
No, it's not. Oh, I grew up an Ohio State football fan. We can have this conversation
gotcha.
If you want.
No, that's fine. Well, you know, I trust you. I believe that you grew up as an Ohio State football fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Well, you know, it's easy to pick a team that wins a lot. You know, but
I mean, I do follow Illini basketball, and it's just it happened. You know, when around the time I started following sports, I had these certain teams. Obviously, the Cardinals were I kind of grew into with baseball. With college football, I started watching them the year before Ohio State beat Miami in the national title game. First football game I ever watched was Ohio State Michigan. And, you know, I fell in love with Ohio State that day. And the next year I started following Ohio State on a weekly basis. They won the national title. So
yeah,
that's how it worked.
I don't think there's any problem with that.
That was the Craig Krenzel, Maurice Clarett year. I remember staying up late watching that Ohio State-Miami national championship game.
Like I said, I think it's wonderful that you like Ohio State, you know.
Script Ohio.
Yeah, you know. A lot of people like the Yankees. A lot of people like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people pick winners. That's cool. You know, I have no problem with it.
I feel like you're insinuating something.
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm shooting straight from the hip.
All right, well, let's get off this topic before this podcast gets canceled. sticking with the high school theme, he used to go to school in Nokomis. He was drafted in June in the first-year player draft. Reed Detmers, that was a pretty big moment because we still consider him one of ours, being from Nokomis, spending practically his whole life there.
Yeah, and he's just a good kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, Reed was drafted by the Braves late in the second day, I believe.
32nd round, I think, is what it was, out of 40.
Yeah, so you know, it was more of a courtesy pick, and
day three was what it was.
Day three. So, but you know, he knew he wanted to go to Louisville, and I think he'll do really well there.
Well, he may have been more tempted had he been drafted higher, but because he was drafted so low, I think this decision was. Mine was made up.
Whenever I've seen a couple of interviews and I've talked to his family, you know, I think he was pretty well set on going there. I mean, he had received some calls on day two, and weren't really. I mean, yeah, if he goes in the top five rounds, you know,
decision's a lot harder.
That would be hard to decide if you're going to go or stay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think he seems very passionate about Louisville and you know, I admire that and it's going to provide him a good education or at least a starting point for one. If he decides to leave early, you know, that's his prerogative, but you know, Reed's just, I mean, he's a good kid.
As long as he stays healthy, it'll also help increase his draft stock.
Yeah, it should. You know, I mean, there's possibility that, I mean, if something goes wrong and that it won't, but, you know, if he doesn't, you know, he stays at Louisville for 4 years, he gets an education. So, you know, but still, a very cool thing to be drafted. I'm not sure when the last time we had somebody from the area.
From the county?
Get drafted.
From the area, it's not been as long, but from the county, it's been longer, because I know there was a kid from Greenville drafted from the class of 09.
Sure.
I don't remember. Todd Eaton, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, there's been a lot of good baseball players around and guys that have gone to college and then been drafted too. Mm-hmm. So, another cool thing, Phil Maton, who, from Chatham also, has been called up to the Padres this year and had some success. You know, he played summer ball with my brother. Used to work out at LSI in Litchfield quite a bit with his father and his younger brother.
His brother got drafted too.
Yeah, his brother got drafted, and another one is, I think didn't or yeah, and one another one's a junior at Chatham, so he'll be a senior next year. So. Yeah. Good ball player too.
I think he got drafted like days after his brother got called up. It was relatively soon.
Yeah, and got drafted by the Phillies, I believe. He had been playing for Lincoln Land.
Do you know, did he sign?
I don't know. I believe he has. I'm not 100% sure on that. I haven't been following as close, but you know, pretty good baseball family right there from the Maytons. And
if he was at Lincoln Land, he would have had to have received an offer from somewhere else in order to continue his career outside of playing professionally.
Yeah, it sounds like he was pretty set for going to the pros. So, but you know, like I said, Reed, good kid, good family. You know, his dad played minor league ball, so I mean, he kind of knows. He would have been able to kind of tell him a little bit about that. I mean, obviously the game's changed but you know, I think Reed wanted to go play college for Louisville.
Yeah.
You know, and
you can't blame him.
And that's a really good baseball program they have there. So, I think it was a good choice.
Sure, absolutely. Something else that happened locally this summer, the Big Dog Dare, as it happens every year, and they had a pretty good number of people register for it.
Awesome number. This is the the sixth year of the Big Dog Dare, so they had over 600 people. Each year it kind of grows a little bit more, so it's really a neat experience.
It's become a huge event. I mean, it's amazing how big it's become.
Yeah, and it's a good way to get people into Litchfield and the surrounding communities, so, you know. I know people.
You're an alum of the race.
Yeah, that was a long. Unfortunately, that was about 100 pounds ago. You know, hopefully, I'm going to do it again next year. So I gotta.
Maybe I'll do it with you. Maybe we'll have a brushback race.
There you go. you'll beat me with your eyes closed.
I don't know.
But it's. Like I said, you know, it's a really good event. They raise money for community programs. You know, they've bought, you know, equipment for MoMac Soccer Club. Mm-hmm. They've bought a grill for the Marine Marine Corps, like the Leathernecks. The Marine group in Litchfield. So, you know, they've done a lot of good things. And I think they have bigger plans. You know, I talked to Brian Hollow, and he'd really like to expand it to about double the size. So, yeah.
That's just amazing.
You know, which they'll have to figure out some stuff with parking if they do that. Yeah. You know, they'll probably have to park and shuttle people in, because it's out in the middle of the country.
Right. And it's Wolf Farms, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, you roll in there at 8 o'clock and...
Double the size, you're going to have to move it
everywhere
completely, I think.
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
No, okay. I think you can do it, because you just add more waves in the afternoon.
Okay.
You limit the wave size, you know, but the thing is, it's hard to move, because, you know, if you move it,
where do they go?
Well, the deal is, if you move it, you have to rebuild everything you've built over
this
the last 6 years. You know, I mean, you have to remark the course, you know, I mean, and I don't know exactly how much of the course stays, but there's some of it that is familiar. So, you know, you have to move a giant 30-foot rope wall or whatever. So that's not an easy feat, and not something you're just going to be able to do. But, you know, with like things like on NBC, the Ninja Warrior and the Spartan Challenge, which a young man from Hillsboro participated in that last night, Lawrence Sikorsky. He grew up in Hillsboro, and he was on that last night. So, you know, but those things are becoming more and more popular. The you know, 5Ks are very popular.
Sure.
But I think to get a bigger group and a bigger crowd, if you have like one of these pegs to do something different, I think that really draws people in. And I think the Big Dog Dare's done that.
Absolutely. Another event that seems to have grown in popularity, and the one that's pretty close to your heart, is the Grace Cup. You had that on June 3rd. And
yeah,
I assume that was another success, as it always is.
It's always a good time. It's always stressful for me, because I pretty much do it. It's pretty much just Mary and I, with some help from family and friends. You know, I get a lot of help from Joe Webb at the Lincolnwood soccer program, but this was the third year. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Third year that we've had this all-star soccer game. You know, I kind of modeled it after, you know, whenever I was growing up whenever my brother was in high school, the Carlinville all-star game. That they have for basketball each year, and I wanted to do something similar to that for soccer.
Yeah.
So we opted not to have it in November, because November's cold. So we have it after the school year's done, and we've kind of found a home that first Saturday in June.
Well, and being as it's for seniors only, you're able probably to get more athletes for that, because if you did it in November, I mean, maybe some athletes wouldn't want to hurt themselves playing an exhibition game.
Yeah, absolutely. Although,
not to say they're going to get hurt.
Although they do for basketball and football and every, you know, a lot of other sports.
They do.
You know, I mean, like I said, all the all-star games kind of have that. So, but, you know, that is something that would be a concern.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, temperature was the biggest thing.
it's a valid reason.
I don't dig being cold. So, and you know, after this, it's kind of a last hurrah.
Yeah.
For the kids, raises money for INAD, which is a disease that my daughter has. Everything's gone toward research. It's not a huge fundraiser for us, but it's huge in terms of awareness.
Awareness, yeah.
You know, it's allowed us to, connect with you know, 30 plus high school kids each year,
right?
You know, and their parents, and now they know Grace, and it's just been a good experience.
Sure, absolutely. Something else that's happened is Litchfield hired a football coach. They'd been without one officially, I think, since the beginning of the calendar year, near there. Seth Hill resigned, I think, towards the end of 2016, around December. And so they were looking for a new head football coach. They hired one after the year was over. That was Tom Priddle. So he hasn't had a lot of time, or he hasn't had the as many opportunities to connect with his students, being as he was hired after school got out. So you hope that his numbers are okay, but nevertheless, Litchfield will have a football coach, will have a football program this year. So that's exciting for the Litchfield fans.
And I think the biggest thing, you know, you talked about Tom not having time to connect with the players. And that's valid, but he was an assistant coach last year. Last year, and he's, you know, been a big part of the JFL program going up. So he knows these kids. You know, he has had two daughters. Courtney just graduated. Two daughters that were in high school too. So I mean, Tom's been a presence in Litchfield sports, and I don't know anybody else that cares as much about Litchfield sports as Tom does. So.
Absolutely. Firefighter EMT? Is he EMT
correct.
Too?
Yeah. I think everybody has their EMT license on the fire squad. But, you know, a passionate guy, you know, loves the game.
Stewie disciple, I understand.
I don't know.
I think he played under Rich Stewart at Hillsborough, I believe.
So, yeah. You know, he really goes all in for the program. You know, the last few years he's volunteered. Like I said, last year was an assistant coach.
We had him on Sports Saturday shortly after he got hired. I think he may have mentioned that Pat Rince might help out with the team as a coach, but I don't know.
I'm not sure if Pat's going to be
he's
in
there
a,
obviously
in an
for...
official capacity, okay. But with Pat being the athletic director, you know, that's going to be a good resource for Tom to
you
do.
Could tell he missed coaching last year, just talking to him during the football season. He missed being out there.
Yeah, and you know, but he's also got a lot on his plate with being an assistant principal and athletic director. I mean, it's a big job to do. But I think Pat does a good job at that, and I think he'll be, like I said, I think he'll be a valuable resource for Tom, not necessarily because of the X's and O's part of the game. I think he'll be a good resource for just continuing to build the program and you know, to bounce ideas off of and things like that, and just keep put the program back in a positive direction. And, you know, Seth had a rough year last year, so, and I wish him nothing but the best. He was always easy to work with for me, so hopefully he lands on his feet, and hopefully Tom can turn the Litchfield program around.
Sure, absolutely. One more topic we've got is the lone national topic, which is you can't call it the fight of the century, because that's what Mayweather Pacquiao was dubbed.
Yeah.
So.
And to me, the story of Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor is more about the circus that has surrounded it. You know.
Well, we're not sure what kind of fight it's actually going to be, just because you've got an actual professional boxer against a mixed martial artist.
Yeah.
So who knows if this is even going to get past the first round.
It's supposed to be a boxing match, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But just like I said, I mean, Conor McGregor shows up, you know, I think this one was in Brooklyn, whenever he rolled in wearing a fur coat, no shirt, chains, sunglasses. You know, I mean, you know, these guys are the penultimate showmen.
They are.
You know.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Conor's suit, his pinstripe suit that weren't pinstripes.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and look it up.
That was entertaining also.
Go look it up.
But, you know, and then Floyd making it rain on Conor. So, you know, it's...
I can't afford to pay for it, but I would like to watch... I can't afford to pay for it. But I would like to watch it as it is, you know, before all this stuff had happened. I was interested before the build-up.
Yeah.
It's a $99 pay-per-view.
In all honesty, I'm more interested in the build-up. If I really wanted, you know, there's other, you know, events I'd rather see than Conor McGregor. I think he's a talented fighter, but, you know, like I said, it's...
I know he has.
I appreciate it just for the pure insanity.
Yeah,
of it.
I know he has almost no chance, but I'm pulling so hard for Conor McGregor because I can stomach him a lot more than I can Floyd. I can't tolerate Floyd.
They're both just awful.
They are. they are.
You know, but
I can't stand Floyd
in an entertaining way.
I can't stand Floyd.
I actually got to go to a boxing match one time.
Yeah,
I was an intern at Little Rock, and we went to Memphis and watched. I think Antonio Tarver was fighting, so went and watched. It was just, you know, why not? So.
Well, the consensus is, if McGregor, he doesn't have much of a chance at all. But if McGregor's going to win, he's got to basically knock Floyd out early.
Yeah,
like that's the only chance he had. Because if this fight goes any kind of distance, then Floyd's going to win.
I want to see the reaction, what happens whenever, like, Floyd pops him one and McGregor gets stunned and he goes back.
To kick him?
And Floyd, yeah, exactly. Floyd kind of makes a comment or something, and McGregor just roundhouses him in the face.
Well, he loses all of his money. That's what happens.
Yeah.
He's got they've filed a lawsuit. Or a lawsuit will be filed, I think is what they announced. It's in the contract. If you kick him at all, even accidentally, you know, you lose everything. So it's,
I wish I was the lawyer that had to draw that up.
Hey,
that sounds amazing.
Why not? If you're Floyd, why not? You, with the tax situation you're in right now, I mean, you got to get everything you can, protect everything you have.
How does he have money to throw at people then? I wish I had throwing people money.
Probably because he has cash, but it's cash that actually belongs to the IRS. It's what he's supposed to be paying the IRS, but he's not doing it. So
I'd use fake
That's
money.
Probably what it is. He's probably got his face on it.
I'd be out tossing nickels.
Causing, physical pain and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just throwing it at everybody.
Throwing nickels. Making it hail.
Yeah. I've never heard it said like that before. Make it hail on people. Yeah, it is what it is. That's August 26th is when that fight's coming up for those interested.
August 26th.
So it'll be pretty soon. Less than a month away. No, a month away. A month from Wednesday.
There you go.
That's all for today.
Well, and like I said, looking forward to the high school sports season.
Absolutely. It's because of the McGregor Mayweather fight that we miss high school so much. not just that, but yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
This has been The Brushback here on WSMIRadio.com. Again, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at BrushbackWSMI. You can follow Kyle on Twitter, JN Sports.
Yep.
And me on Twitter, DJenkinsWSMI. We'll be back again next week on Monday afternoon. Until then, we say so long.